President Biden has proposed a new education plan. It includes 2 years of community or technical college at no cost. Over the course of 10 years, the Biden administration proposes spending $302 billion on higher education. Here in the state, there are 16 colleges in the Wisconsin Technical College system with 50 campus locations. We're taking a look at what this federal priority would mean for Wisconsin's technical colleges. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you or a family member attended a Wisconsin Technical College? Was it affordable and financially viable? Are you a current student? Did you cut back on classes during the pandemic, or have things changed and that's why you're considering maybe a Wisconsin Technical College? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College system. Morna, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Rob. It's great to be here.
I know this is kind of a broad outline of a proposal, but big picture, what is your reaction to what you've heard from the Biden administration on this idea of, in effect, 2 free years of technical college?
Well, you know, technical colleges have always supported increasing post-secondary options and choices for students, making those affordable. I really appreciate the administration's effort to prioritize and provide help for those students or those members of our communities who have been faced with the greatest barriers to academic and economic success, and also have been hardest hit by the global pandemic. And I also appreciate the administration's sort of focus on those institutions, colleges that have historically prioritized serving those same student populations. So I think there's a lot of great things in this proposal. And of course, there's a lot of details yet to be discovered and discussed.
I know in a lot of other states, they've made moves toward or completed the process of making a technical or a community college, in effect, tuition free. That's often combining some federal stuff, some state stuff coming into it. Where are we here in Wisconsin for that, especially that low income student? How much help is there available to meet their costs going to technical college in Wisconsin?
Well, we do it a little bit differently here. Obviously, we pay very close attention to our tuition rates and providing supports. We've done a lot of work in areas to keep the costs of going to college down through, for example, open educational resources, textbook costs reduction, providing assistance to students who need it with emergency grants. We also have our own version of a free college or a promise program. Most of our colleges offer a promise program that is an addition to their federal or state financial aid. Students are eligible for to get the rest of their college paid for, but we finance that privately currently in the technical college system. So it's done through fundraising from our local communities.
You mentioned the cost of textbooks and things like that, and I know that's been one concern for people who would like to see the Biden administration plan go further. Free tuition is one thing, but for many community college, technical college students, they're also living their lives. So they have to do things like meet childcare expenses, buy the books, things like that. Mm-hmm. What kind of help is there beyond the tuition?
In the Biden proposal right now, that's, I think, something that still needs to be worked through and discussed. They have called this or described this as a first dollar program, which tends to mean before a student figures out what kind of financial aid they might be eligible for through the traditional programs, Pell Grant or other programs, both state programs and federal programs. But those financial aid packages, which then, of course, could be used to cover some of these other costs that you just mentioned, are based on students what we refer to as cost of attendance. So it's still not clear exactly how removing the tuition portion of a student's cost of attendance will affect their eligibility for some of these other aid programs. That's in fact, one of the things that we're very interested in learning more about and talking more about with members of Congress and the administration.
Can you talk about the variety of students, Mona, who end up in technical colleges? That could be anything from, you know, that new high school graduate to somebody way into their career who is looking to change their career because of desire or because of necessity. How does it break down?
Absolutely. The vast majority of our students are not right out of high school. I think you know, we average age of about 30, up or down a couple years, sometimes from year to year. But we do serve a lot of students who are recent high school graduates or maybe 1 or 2 years out. That's a very popular option these days. We also serve the vast majority of our students work while they attend school. And so they attend college part-time, which affects a lot of things about their expenses. In fact, it makes those non-tuition expenses like transportation, mm-hmm. and childcare a much more important part of many technical colleges students' budgets or costs of attendance. And we have a lot of students who are not necessarily the populations that have been best served by higher education in the past. So lots of students of color. We're working very hard to increase the number of what we call non-traditional students by program area. So getting more men into healthcare programs, getting more women into STEM fields, those are high priorities of the technical college system.
Talking to Mona Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, looking at a Biden administration outline of a plan aimed at providing 2 free years of technical college for students. A lot of details still out there. Call, let us know what you think of the idea or what experience you've had at technical colleges here in Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Scott is with us in Menominee. Scott, hi.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? Hey, I went to a 2-year tech school up in Duluth, and then I transferred over here to a four-year in Wisconsin. I think the pace for the 2-year was a whole lot better. The job prospects at that time weren't that great, so I went for the 4-year. But the 4-year left me wanting a whole lot more, and I found that was the whole bloated system. I mean, it's a nice campus, but there was a whole lot more bloat to it. And I don't know, I think a 2-year is just the way to go. But then now that I'm older, and hey, I'd like to do more, but do you take that investment to get almost what you're getting paid doing another job that doesn't require a degree?
And Scott, you mentioned liking the pace of that, the 2-year college. What do you mean by that?
When they get you in there, you get they're on trimesters, but you get in there, you miss a day of class, you're behind. It was just like going to work, boom, boom, boom. But you get down there, here it has a 4-year degree in Wisconsin, and the professor's a little, I don't want to say liberal college, but way more laid back. They kind of like ease in, you know, it's like class starts at 4, but they show up at 4:15, they're drinking coffee by the time the thing starts, and you still got to go to work after, or you're coming in from work before, so you just want to get done, but...
Gotcha. But, Scott, thanks a lot. Morna, Scott appreciates, I think he, you know, he says when he's in class, he's getting class. He's getting his bag right for his buck there.
Right. Well, you know, Scott's and I want to just thank him for his call. You know, he is actually just made some comments that I think I hear quite often from students, and I think are indicative of today's college bound student or just folks in this state who are thinking about going to college. They are well informed. They do their homework. They have specific goals and expectations, and they make choices. I mean, Scott just talked about going to 2 colleges in his career so far, in 2 different states. And that is the new world of higher education, that students have a lot more information. They have a lot more options, and they're making those choices based on all sorts of factors, including the pace of the courses and how quickly they can apply them into the world of work.
Scott, thanks for the call. Let's go to Brad now in West Bend. Brad, hi.
How you doing? I'm calling because my question is I don't know if in Biden's thing or whatever, if you guys ever had intended or intending to do like a second chance program. Because my question is I'm 33. I went to MATC when I was 18. Screwed up. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. But then when I tried to go back a year or two ago, I was told that because of, like, you know, 10 years ago, that I would only be able to maintain like two or three credits until I got to a four or like a 3.5 GPA. So it turned out that a, you know, a 2-year liberal arts program was going to run me about 4.5 years, in which case that's a huge deterrent. And I don't know if you guys were ever thinking about maybe doing like a second chance program for students or something like that.
Interesting. Well, good luck in the future, Brad. What do you know about that, Morna? What is out there for somebody in Brad's position?
You know, I can't speak to the details of Brad's personal, you know, academic journey. I'd have to know more about that, but I would encourage him to talk to his local technical college. I believe he said he was in Waukesha.
West Bend he called from.
Oh, West Bend. Okay, I'm sorry. There are actually... we have expanded our promise programs in a couple of colleges to adult learners. So they were originally set up for recent high school graduates. But now we are moving into the area of our adult learners and doing exactly, I mean, those are targeted exactly toward people like Brad, trying to build off of work they have completed in the past, and making sure that the, you know, whatever barriers there are, we can kind of work through that with them. Our goal is to expedite the learning process. As I mentioned before, most of our students are older. They're going part-time. They're working full-time. They have a lot of stuff going on. And the last thing they need to do is spend more money and time repeating work that they've already completed. Now, having said that, there are some things where 10 years is a long time, and the body of knowledge has changed a lot in that time. And that's true for many programs that the technical colleges offer. But I still would encourage Brad and others like him to reach out to their local college and talk it through a little bit more, because our hope is that you don't end up drawing out your process, but rather the opposite, that we get you skilled up and get you on the path that you are seeking and back either to a better paying job or a transfer opportunity if that's what you're looking for.
We're picking up our talk with Wisconsin Technical College President Morna Foy. President Biden is proposing 2 years of higher education at technical colleges around the country for no cost. Still some details to come out there, have to get passed through Congress. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Did the pandemic impact your education and or career plans? Did you try out a 2-year degree program in the state or elsewhere at some point in your life, or maybe you're in one right now? What was your experience like? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Morna, the pandemic changed a little bit of everything everywhere. How did it affect the technical college system here in Wisconsin?
Well, it accelerated a lot of things that we were working on already. And part of that was to get more ways of delivering education to appeal to more different kinds of students. So we had to put a lot of things online right away, but we've never lost that face-to-face touch or connection. There's certain things we can only do face-to-face, so we had to find new ways to deliver them. And that took some additional resources. It really was a huge effort, but a very successful effort by our faculty, our staff at the colleges, and our students, because they had to embrace a new learning style. I mean, many of them chose technical colleges because they wanted that smaller class size. They wanted that personal attention from faculty. They wanted to do things and to interact with their fellow students. So they had to make some adjustments as well. I'm happy to say that was a pretty successful spring that we were able to complete, even if it took us a little bit into the summer. But, you know, I think for many of our students, as I mentioned earlier, they are working full time. They lost their jobs suddenly in many of our fields. And this is true for community colleges across the country. Their parents, now their school age children were at home. And so they had that homeschooling responsibility tacked on. Or they have preschool children or younger children in case, and then childcare availability, all of those things combined to make it impossible for some of our students to continue on with their education at this at sort of the same planned pace. We saw some students taking fewer courses in the semester or suspending their classes for a semester. We're seeing a little bit of an adjustment or pickup of that now because, of course, school-aged children are returning to work or to the classroom. Daycares are opening up more, and of course, people are finding their way economically into new job opportunities. So all of those things are have improved our outlook in terms of the student attendance. But I will say also that we continue to hear from employers that they are looking for highly skilled talent. And so our expectation is that going forward, there's going to be the same demand, if not greater demand, for our programs and our offerings here in Wisconsin.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Dell is with us in Menominee. Dell, hi.
Hey, so I just finished a two-year technical college at BTC, and all I was wondering is, do we know what this is going to cost for a free college?
You could get a job in Congress, because I think that's the big question on everyone's mind right now. It's a fair question, and it's going to come down to what the details of the program really are. So that's what we're talking about now. That's what we're hoping to talk about with our congressional delegation, with the administration, because, you know, what are the students who will be eligible? What are the programs that will be eligible? Will there be limits on that eligibility? These are all details that haven't been shared, if they've even been determined at this point. Again, the numbers, the big numbers that are being thrown out in the billions, that's for a 10-year period. So it's not all at once, but I think that that's, that is a great question, and one I also am very eager to learn more about.
And Dell, do we still have you on the line? Nope, no, I think we lost Dell. Wanted to ask him how his two-year technical college went. Maybe we'll talk to you again in the future, yeah. Dell. Thanks for calling in. Speaking of the pandemic, getting back to that, Morna, you mentioned some people lost jobs, looking for changes. I mean, how much are you seeing, what we're seeing in the news anyway, where people are taking this last year and saying, hey, maybe I want to move in a new direction now. Maybe what I hadn't been planning to, or maybe I thought of it over time. Are you seeing people coming into technical college looking for that kind of pivot?
Absolutely. I will say, to be fair, that has always been a certain segment of the technical college population. We're designed, in fact, to provide those sort of flexible options for folks who are working adults. So we've always been a place for people who wanted to upskill or maybe change directions in their careers. I think as the pandemic sort of has its ripple down impacts in terms of people, you know, getting back on their feet and getting settled again, now revisiting maybe what they were choosing to do. Absolutely. We're going to see a lot of growth. And I think our IT and just jobs that have a little bit more autonomy, a little bit more opportunity for individuals to work for themselves. I think there's a strong interest in entrepreneurial aspects of almost every career option that we offer. And what I mean by that is giving people a greater sense of control that they could strike out on their own, that they're not dependent on a specific employer or a specific location to do their work. So that's going to be an area I think we're going to get a lot more interest in. We're also getting a lot of interest in people wanting to have new ways of going to college, new options that allow them to not make a decision, you know, today I'm taking a left turn, I'm going to start a whole new career, but what can I explore? How can I beef up my skill sets while I'm still doing whatever it is that I'm doing? And so that I make myself a more complete employee. I make myself somebody who has more options in the marketplace going forward. And that's something, like I said, we've always had that population in the technical college system, but I think the pandemic has made it more widespread. and just an expectation of students going forward that they will have access to these kinds of educational programs that allow them to advance their careers at their own speed and in their own time.
And Morna, just in our last minute, we hear from time to time from employers who say we can't find the skilled workers we need. We've talked about that a little bit today. Mm-hmm. What would you say to employers about reaching out to technical college systems, even partnering with them?
I'd say exactly that. I would also just acknowledge that Wisconsin's technical colleges have great relationships with Wisconsin employers. They participate on our governing boards and our advisory boards for all of our programs. They weigh in with financial assistance for students, equipment shares, and it's just absolutely a necessity going forward that higher education organizations and employers talk and work together so that the students' experience and the pathway to, you know, great careers is something that actually can be supported and realized by the colleges and universities. I mean, it doesn't do anyone any good to go back to school and invest in themselves if it doesn't result in a promotion or a better job opportunity on the other end. So absolutely need to work together. And I'm very fortunate that those relationships are very strong right now for the Wisconsin Tech College System.
Morna, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. We talked to her today about the state of Wisconsin's two-year colleges and the potential impact of President Biden's education proposals on technical colleges here in the state.